You're listening to the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week, brought to you by...
Your company name here.
That's right. You could be a proud sponsor of the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week or our flagship show, the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast. If you're interested in supporting either of our very high-quality shows, just shoot us an email with the subject line, sponsorship, to twoheadednerd@gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. Lord knows, we're desperate for cash.
Hey, listen, nerds. You're listening to the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
That's right, kids. We're back with another THN Answer of the Week where we discuss your answers to the question of the week. See, it just works.
Is that what we do?
It makes perfect sense. Joe Patrick.
I had no idea this whole time.
Joe Patrick is back in the ziggurat. We all missed him, I know. It's good to have you back, buddy. Before we move along, I need you to tell these kids what we asked them this week. Tell me, too, because I wasn't paying attention.
This week's question, what do you think is the worst comic book character redesign in history?
I expect some serious emotion here.
This is purely superficial. We're not talking about, like, character reboots. We're just talking about pure aesthetic ugliness.
New costumes.
New costumes. Even if it's a new character in an old role, I'll accept that. If it's a character that's been changed to be adapted for film or video games,
sure,
or whatever.
It all counts.
It all counts. Let's air our grievances.
Let's get with it. We're going to start off with Camarillo Brillo. Somehow, he fooled the system. He found a little burp in the Matrix and got 3 minutes and 1 second.
Holy crap.
On Google Voice. I didn't know it could be done. Let's see what he said.
Hey, Two-Headed Nerd. This is Camarillo Brillo over in Council Bluffs calling for the answer of the week. For myself, it was a character that I loved a lot that maybe is an easy target for some derision now further down the road. And that was Justice from New Universe titles over at Marvel. I love New Universe, and I loved it dearly, and when it went away, I was kind of sad. But when I was in college, I had made some new friends that had never read comic books, and that was like the first thing I pushed on them was the New Universe, mostly because they were available in about any quarter bin that we could find at the time.
Okay.
And also because I was so desperate to talk about New Universe titles with somebody since no one seemed to be reading it but me.
Yeah, marijuana's cool, but crack is so much cheaper. You guys, you gotta try this.
Justice was my favorite at the time. He was sort of like Punisher, except for he had magic powers. He judged people on the spot and decided whether or not they just needed to die for their crimes. He could see their auras, tell if they were guilty or not.
Just like
one hand had a power of a shield, like a force field. He could protect himself. And the other one was a sword that had a sort of an energy blast that he could kill people with. And as that storyline went along, his powers got a little more wonky, but for the sake of this discussion, let's just stick with that. Now, fast forward to when I'm in a comic book shop in the 90s, and I see this title I'm not reading, which is weird timing, given that Defenders talked about New Warriors last week. It was the New Warriors, and I was already burnt on this series because I picked it up because of Punisher on the cover. And a couple times before, I was a little disappointed with the crossover. And now there was Justice on the cover. He looked different, but the logo on New Warriors number 36 was quite clearly the New Universe logo of Justice. I can't remember the guy's name. His last name was Astro, I believe. Had taken on this new persona of Justice, and I hated it. His powers were gone. He had telekinetic powers of some sort. And everything about it just made me furious that I had spent my money on it. And I found out, doing research for this phone call, actually that wasn't Justice being redesigned at all. That actually it was a callback to another Justice character further back in Marvel history.
I was just about to totally buzz him and be like, whoa.
We talked about it this week. He's
you're
like,
wrong.
I realized I realized that I wasn't even talking about the same guy.
Let's let him finish.
Marvel kept recycling this name and this title and even some of the fonts and things, but the powers always were different, and so were the stories. So it's sort of cheating, I guess, to call in on a character design that was a misunderstanding on my part, but I felt like it was a little mismarketing on Marvel's part for those of us who loved the New Universe and had it still fresh in our minds because it was quite clearly recycled, font of the title from the New Universe line. So anyway...
That's where he gets cut off. Okay.
Right. I have some. I have a response.
Okay.
I talked Camarillo Brillo at Legend this week. He confessed that as he was compiling information for the call, he realized he was talking about the wrong character. Now, in his call,
he has flagellated himself, and he feels terrible.
He doubles down and says, but I still don't like it because they recycled the font and the name from another character and blah, blah, blah. You are wrong. Look at that cover again. The font is different.
I can't speak to this. I don't know.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
Okay.
The font that's used for the Justice logo when he appears in New Warriors is the same font that they were using for the New Warriors at the time.
Okay.
But trust me, I'm an expert.
I believe you. I have no doubt.
Is it reminiscent? Maybe. Is this 15 years ago? And was he maybe a little too, I don't know, what college kids get up to? He's a pharmacist now, so who knows what kind of pharmaceuticals he was getting into back then.
Hey-o.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying you're mistaken, sir. And
possibly on drugs. That's all he's saying.
Right. All I'm saying is that you might be on drugs. Or you were at one time. And as far as them recycling the name, also incorrect. I don't know what to tell you about that.
How is it incorrect? Because was Justice around before Justice?
Like, Justice is just a good word. I guess they are reusing the word Justice for a new character.
Was Justice around before Justice? That's my question. New Warriors Justice? Before
no.
New Universe Justice?
No.
New Universe Justice came first.
I mean, he was around, but he was not called Justice.
Okay, got it. No, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, it's not like it was Wolverine and Wolverine.
No, you know? Yes. And I hate to break it to you.
Justice is a pretty generic name.
The New Universe was dead and gone in 1993 when Vance Astro became Justice. Then it wasn't fresh in anyone's mind.
Right, right. Unfortunately, nobody cared.
If you were reading it new out of the quarter bin, it was not a new concept and nobody got ripped off.
Okay. So thank you for your call, Camarillo.
Yeah. I think it's hilarious that he was still very upset about it.
Here's another one from right in the neighborhood, calling from Omaha. I'm not sure who it is. Let's see.
I think it's a welcome aboard.
Hello. This is Joe from CasualComicsGuy.com calling you about the question of the week, the worst comic character redesign in history. This is hard. There have been a ton of terrible, terrible Marvel costumes. But as I was thinking about the question, I noticed you included TV and movies too, and that's why I have to go with Daredevil, but maybe not the Daredevil you're thinking of. If you think Affleck as Daredevil was the worst thing that could happen to old Hornhead, you have not seen the Trial of the Incredible Hulk. Back in the late 80s, they did horrible one-off Incredible Hulk TV shows, painful TV movies. The Thor was terrible, but Daredevil was awful. He was just a guy in a black bodysuit, a black stocking cap, and what looked like, you know, the kind of mask ladies wear on their eyes to help them go to sleep. The TV movies were terrible. The Daredevil from the Hulk TV movies almost made me turn in my geek card for good. And that's why Daredevil from Trial of the Incredible Hulk earns my rage as the worst character redesign ever. Thanks, guys.
Welcome aboard, Joe.
Casual Comics Guy, co-winner
yes.
of the Geek Challenge from last month.
Due to an issue with the rules, co-winner.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And he's, I'm sorry, Joe, but how else are we to know that a character is blind unless he's wearing a sleep mask? I mean, really. Come on, I just would not pick up on it.
Joe, I know that you said online that you were going to stop by Legend the other day. Joe frequents the shop, but he comes in on Friday nights when I'm not there.
Oh.
Come in and introduce yourself, buddy. I don't think I know who you are.
Yeah, we want to see what you look like.
That's oddly phrased.
I won't be there, but Joe will tell me and I'll still judge you.
Thanks for calling in, buddy. Welcome aboard.
Our next call comes from the real Keith Binder.
Not the real Keith Binder.
Pardon me, the actual Keith Binder.
The actual Keith Binder.
Not the real Keith Binder. Not to be confused with the real Keith Binder.
Hi, nerds. It's the actual Keith Binder calling in for the answer of the week. Regarding the best and worst redesign of a character. Now, I'm not going to go into the best because I'm calling in late and I didn't think about it. But the worst, I'm giving to the entire DC New 52.
Cop out.
Thanks, dudes. Bye.
It's a cop out.
That was my answer.
It's a cop out.
He took my answer.
Well, your answer's a cop out,
too. It's not a cop out.
Yeah, it is, because where you didn't say an entire line. We want the worst character.
It's a problem endemic with
I get it.
With the redesigns of all of the characters.
And if you wanted to say Batgirl is the worst, because her costume looks like it was birthed from some type of chitinous crab creature. Like, I'm fine with that. Or I hate Superman's nano costume. It's worse. But I want one answer, not a company-wide, calling it a cop-out.
Keith, it's not a cop-out. You took my answer. I approve.
It's a cop-out.
I'm with you on it.
And I'm not going to accept it if Joe Patrick tries to pull that crap. Moving.
You are
right
not in
along.
Charge of this at all.
Wrong. I get to choose. Moving right along to the MP3 crew. I don't know if you guys know this, but Aaron Myers has been on the ropes fighting a disease.
I think he almost died.
He almost died. So it's a miracle that he was able to call in. Let's see if his AI hit us again or we actually hear from the real Aaron Myers.
Hey guys, this is Aaron Myers of the Comics Therapy Podcast. I host it with a girl. Let's call her Andrea. I still have pneumonia, so no real voice for me yet, but here is my AI doing the work for me again this week. To answer your question about worst character redesign, the first that comes to mind is 90s Daredevil. But then as soon as I think that, I'm reminded of 1995 Captain Marvel. You remember that first issue cover, where he's saying deal with it on it? Man, that was bad. The 90s were a bad time for character designs. So many mullets. So many pouches. Anyway, hopefully the drugs will have worked their magic by next week and all will be normal with the universe again. Talk to you later. Robot Aaron out.
I don't know what he's talking about.
The 90s Captain Marvel, I didn't quite understand what the robot was saying about what it had on the cover, but if he's talking about the character Genis that eventually became Captain Marvel and Peter David wrote that book for a long time.
Okay.
When he was introduced in the 90s, he had a jacket with sleeves pushed up to his elbows.
I know what you're talking about.
And he had a headband and a ponytail.
Yes.
And it was the worst.
They were like, hey, did you think Superboy in a leather jacket was cool?
Yeah, it's
well,
terrible.
Check out Captain Marvel in a leather jacket. Yeah.
It's really, really bad. Oh, that's bad.
Ooh.
Yeah, listen, this might be a dark confession, but I kind of liked the 90s Daredevil
costume. No, no. That was one I thought about calling the worst.
I kind of thought it was cool.
No, it was dumb. The Daredevil armor? It was so dumb.
It wasn't armor. He had some metal bits on it, but he wasn't wearing body armor.
And he wasn't red even. He was like
it was black and red.
And black, and there was a blue on it.
No blue. It was just black and red. Black and red and some silver.
Oh, man. I cannot disagree more. That almost came up on my worst list.
I kind of liked it.
Oh, I hated it. Dumb. Almost as bad as Cap armor, but not as bad as Cap.
Oh, no. Cap armor. Cap armor is really bad.
The Cap armor was terrible. Speaking of the girl that he hosts with, Miss Andrea Shockling is back. We missed you for a couple weeks, sweetheart. Let's see what she had to say.
Hi, boys. It's Andrea. Blah, 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 comics therapy, and at Andrea Shock on Twitter. So, let's talk about Hawkeye. I know, right? He's kind of awesome. My favorite for over 20 years now, and the reason I will always be an Avengers girl over X-Men any day. Sorry, Rod. But Clint has had his share of idiotic costumes, no joke. To be fair, all of the more ridiculous circusy ones are just cruel to bring up out of context because the rest of the team looked just as dumb back then. That being said, no one needs to see your pecs through that deep V, Barton. Calm down. The standard purple costume, subtle variations of which were my first introduction to the character, never actually bothered me much. I think the way Alex Maleev draws it in New Avengers 26, basically right before Hawkeye gives it up, is probably my favorite. It's so sketchy and subtle. I'm skipping over the whole Ronin thing, by the way, because whatever. People make mistakes. It's fine. So that brings us to his current costume. Uniform, pants, and a shirt. What is this? The thing is, I can't actually tell you if it's the worst or if it's maybe actually the best. And that's because David Aja's iconic Hawkeye in jeans and chucks has done such a fabulous job of replacing all previous iterations. Casual Friday Clint Barton is it. And that guy in the sleeveless black getup with the purple stripe on his chest hanging out with the Avengers gets kind of a bum deal. For a superhero costume redesign, measured on aesthetic merits alone, Hawkeye's new official look on the job is anticlimactic, and that's what makes it the worst. Kiss of death. Ensemble status. Total amateur hour. Plus, those glasses are superfluous, and no one knows how to draw them without making him look really awkward. But wait. Coupled with the character redesign Matt Fraction and Aja gave us, suddenly that jeans and chucks thing starts to look a lot more intentional. Huh. Maybe I see what you did there. Well played. We get the worst costume and the best street clothes, and that tells us more about what makes Mr. Barton tick than a purple cowl ever could. Thanks, guys.
Damn, that was deep. She was going both ways there.
Yeah, that was deep. Very well thought out, Andrea. Listen, I'm not going to say I hate the new Hawkeye outfit.
Yeah.
It looks fine.
Well, how can you hate it? There's nothing to hate.
Right, exactly, right?
I mean, and I'm not saying
it's unremarkable in every way.
I don't love it either. I don't love it. But it is completely unremarkable.
But I really miss
the mask.
I really miss the purple Hawkeye.
Yeah, the purple mask.
It, like, this new costume has no personality.
Zero. Zero. He's just a guy.
Right.
I mean, it could be anybody.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, I know that they wanted, gotta make him look like Jeremy Renner. Gotta make him look like the movies.
Yeah, because we won't know who he is otherwise.
Yes,
so they'd be like, who is that guy in the purple with the bow and arrow that's not Jeremy Renner?
He's got an H on his forehead.
I don't get it.
Yeah, those are some deep thoughts from Andrea Shockling, and that's just the kind of analysis you can expect every week on Comics Therapy.
Whoa.
Available in iTunes.
How much do they pay you for this? Jesus.
Nothing. It's my favorite.
I thought we were supposed to talk smack about those guys.
We don't talk smack about my favorite.
Oh, Christ. Moving on to somebody else with a podcast, my man Shonix, calling all the way from Sioux Falls?
Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids. I want him to live in Sioux Falls so bad.
Let's Why?
I don't know. I just keep saying it.
Listen, there is nothing happening in Sioux Falls. Do you know what's so cool about Cedar Rapids?
What?
The Quaker Oats plant is there.
Boy, that sounds kick ass.
It doesn't sound exciting until you drive through it and it smells like crunch berries.
And then you get excited?
The town smells like crunch berries, Matt.
That's disturbing.
It's amazing.
That sounds like it smells like diabetes to me.
No, it smells so good.
As opposed to Sioux City, which smells like a giant hot dog rendering plant. Which, you know, makes guys like me hungry. So let's see what Sean had to say.
Hello, Two-Headed Nerd. Shonix emailing in with my answer to the question of the week. This week's question was, what was the worst comic book redesign, comic book character redesign, where it being a TV comic book itself, cartoon, movies, all that good stuff, video games, etc., etc. I'd have to say the worst one, and, you know, I didn't mind that it happened to him, but I'm not a big fan of Deadpool, but X-Men Wolverine or X-Men Origins Wolverine, Deadpool is fine at the very beginning of the movie, and then towards the end, and a lot of us saw that end of that movie. A lot of us probably wish they hadn't seen that movie. But yeah, towards the end of that movie, we get the Merc with a mouth, without a mouth.
Yeah.
And Baraka blades from Mortal Kombat in his arms. I think he was able to teleport too.
Not to mention impossibly long blades that were in his arms.
Yeah, like
longer
how does he move his
than
arms?
His arms.
Right. And he had eye beams.
So ridiculous. I just don't understand how they were able to do that. If anything, they could have totally cashed in with a Deadpool after that movie. But when you end it the way you did, people would be like, how is he alive? Anyway, that one was terrible. I mean, but the list goes on for that movie. You had Ma and Pa Hudson. Yeah. Why even have them in that? They were totally Ma and Pa Kent, but then they have them be the Hudsons, and they're like old and stuff. That made no sense. That was kind of ridiculous. I mean, all the Alpha Flight movies are not going to happen. Sorry, Matt. And then you've got, what else? Cyclops, they ruined his power set in that movie. Gambit, he was through the roof in that movie. He was really fast because he was able to get to the top of that building and then, like, energize his, like, bow staff and able to, like, take out a city block.
I think Sean is
They made him way powerful and he was ridiculous. The list goes on. I mean, I can keep going. This is, you asked the question, guys. You're totally making all of us nerds out there nerd out and freak out and geek out. I love it and hate it at the same time. Another one, Havoc. Havoc in the X-Men early days,
first
months
class,
or years or whatever that movie was. They effed up his power set totally. Just ridiculous. It's these X-Men movies. And then you got Sunspot on the horizon, who they're going to make another Pyro and not be like all blacked out with Kirby Crackle. Are you kidding me? That'd be awesome in a movie. And they're going to drop the ball on that one. That's a good question. This is a good question. Depressing, but good. You know, one that stuck out to me that wasn't the worst or the best? Constantine was one that surprised me because of that choice.
I'll give him that.
It was still weird, but not terrible. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Peace out.
Shonik's feeling all his feelings.
He did. Like he got in there talking about how the powers looked on screen, and I get it.
Yeah, I'm with him. I'm with him.
I will say that Matt Baum and I walked out of Constantine together,
mm-hmm.
and we both said it wasn't that bad.
No, it was pretty
actually
fun.
Kind of good.
Yeah.
Would it have been better had he been a British dude?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
But
I feel like we're paying Wolverine Origins like too much lip service even talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, let's just file that away. It's so bad that if they do a Deadpool movie, they're going to have to completely disregard anything that happened.
That's okay.
In Wolverine Origins.
Fine with me.
Which is, yeah, for the best. Don't get me wrong. But dear God, there were so many problems. Like, I'm not even going to go into it.
You got Emma Frost. How do these characters even know each other at all these different points in their life?
You got the most powerful telepath in the world showing up to free the mutants. Doesn't even recognize that Wolverine's there.
Right.
Doesn't even know him, think about him, nothing. Just like, hello, children. You know?
Right.
like Chef from South Park. My man Randy Andrews is probably pissed off about something, too. I love that we riled everybody up this week. This is good. Except for poor Shockling, who's at home slapping herself right now, trying to figure out what happened. Let's see what Randy was upset about.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews with the question of the week. Now, you mentioned that it could be from TV, film, or video game versions. Well, I have to go with the Superman costume back in 1997. You know, the one that he was supposed to be partially energy, and he was all blue in his uniform with the white lightning bolt type Superman symbol on his chest. Worst design ever. In the history of Superman, I would have to say that was the worst to ever exist. So that's my answer, guys. Hope you like it, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Short and sweet.
Concise.
He hates energy Superman.
I kind of liked it.
Okay, now here's the thing. I agree with him. It was a really bad redesign, but there were good stories that came out of it.
I will say this. I don't think that it is a bad design necessarily.
No, I mean, like, the design is
fine. I think it's kind of ridiculous on Superman.
Yes.
But as a costume, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool looking.
No, if it was another character that looked like that.
And in fact, they did end up giving it to another character later.
I'd probably be all right with it.
I kind of liked those stories. I will save my reasoning for my answer.
Okay.
Which is coming up later.
All right. Well, folks, you may have heard him on last week's show defending his love of the New Warriors and even swaying me. The guy is amazing. He can't be stopped. His name is Roderick Roof. Let's see what he had to say.
Joseph, Matthew, greetings, fellas. Roderick Ruth here for the answer of the week, which was, what was the worst comic character redesign in history? My answer is Joel Schumacher's Batman and Robin. The movie had a ton of flaws everywhere and inappropriately gaudy costuming for just about everyone that participated in the film. But you could sum it all up in two words.
Bat nipples.
Thanks, guys.
See that one coming a mile away.
Oh, yeah. Joe Patrick said it out loud if you didn't pick it up on the mic. I don't think we even need to discuss it.
No, I'm totally with him.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Thanks for calling, buddy. Do you go through and edit out every time every caller repeats the question?
Yes. Just so you know, if you call in and tell us what the question of the week was, I'm just going to cut it out.
Because we will explain what the question is.
And it's time-stamped so we can see when you called or left or emailed or whatever. So we know. So you know what? Don't waste your precious time. Just call and say, call in for the answer of the week. Here's what I thought. Bam. And we got it.
Listen, you call and you say whatever you want.
Yeah, feel free. We love it.
Just don't be sad if
Regardless.
It gets a little chopped up.
Sometimes we chop it up a little bit. And our final member of the MP3 crew this week, Mr. Bradley Moore, the Amazing Spider Brad. Let's see what he dropped on us.
This week on the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week comic book podcast, you'll have the opportunity to listen to the rap stylings of the Amazing Spider Brad. You might enjoy it. You might hate it. You might not be able to stop grooving to it. Either way, it doesn't matter. He's your king. So sit back, grab that comic book, and enjoy the show.
Reynolds. Yo, that shit look whack.
Playing Deadpool.
Yo, that shit look whack.
Look without a mouth.
Yo, shit look whack. So shut up, listen, nerds, amazing Spider-Rad, strike back.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yo, that shit look whack.
Playing Deadpool.
Yo, shit look whack.
Look without a mouth.
Yo, that shit look whack. So shut up, listen, nerds, amazing Spider-Rad, strike back. Imagine the audacity that went through their brains. To think that all the viewers thought that it was the same. It's like Batman dressed up as a kangaroo. It's like Spider-Man dressed up as a panda food. The daredevil, who's afraid of the dark. The bullseye, who never hits his mark. And then he had the lasers that came out of his eyes. I tell you right now, it was a surprise.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yo, that shit look whack.
Playing Deadpool.
Yo, that shit look whack.
Look without a mouth.
Yo, that shit look whack. So shut up, listen, nerds, amazing Spider-Brad strikes back.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yo, that shit look whack.
Playing Deadpool.
Yo, that shit look whack.
Look without a mouth.
Yo, that shit look whack. So shut up, listen, nerds, amazing Spider-Brad strike back.
Here's the part of the show where you wonder, where has the amazing Spider-Brad been your whole life? And here's the part of the show where Aaron Myers wishes he was the amazing Spider-Brad.
They took away his guns and they put swords in his arms. But without his mouth, yeah, he lost the charm. You pick up Deadpool cause you wanna have fun. Unless you're Matt Bomb, then you're worshiping Satan.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yo, that shit look whack.
Playing Deadpool.
Yo, that shit look whack.
Look without a mouth.
Yo, that shit look whack. So shut up, listen, nerds, amazing Spider-Rad, strike back.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yo, that shit look whack.
Playing Deadpool.
Yo, that shit look whack.
Work without a mouth.
Yo, that shit look whack. So shut up, listen, nerds, amazing Spider-Brad, strike back. I sat around and thought about my answer pretty hard. I just don't understand how this movie got very far. It's like Batman dressed up as a kangaroo. It's like Spider-Man dressed up as a panda fool. The daredevil, who's afraid of the dark. It's Bullseye, who never hits his mark. Now Fabian DeCizio was making fun of Deathstroke. Now how much weed did this director smoke?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, that shit look whack.
Playing Deadpool.
Yeah, that shit look whack.
Look without a mouth.
Yeah, that shit look whack. Shut up, listen, nerds, amazing Spider-Brad, strike back.
Beats this week provided by the group Giant Panda. Thank you, Matt and Joe, for the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast. Absolutely love it. Don't worry, everybody. Your king's still here. Until next time, Spider-Brad out.
Mad shit talking from the amazing Spider-Brad.
You are going to have to bleep so many things.
I might just let it go. It was too good. I don't know.
We'll record a disclaimer and put it at the beginning and say, hey, this is PG-13 today.
I'll see what I can do. But if I do decide to bleep it, we will put the uncut version up on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, just let it go.
Oh, it's too good.
Just let it go. No bleeps. Good.
But I totally agree. The Merc Without a Mouth, Deadpool, he's been brought up before on the same show, and he was absolutely awful.
What?
Just terrible.
Who's the guy that was like, Ryan Reynolds?
I don't know, but I loved it. Oh, Joe Patrick.
Well, let's just stop. How are we going to follow that?
I don't know how we follow that, but I would love to hear your answer.
All right. Listen, I didn't pick one, but I did narrow it down to one DC and one Marvel.
All right.
And that's what you're getting.
I'm fine with it.
My Marvel answer goes to Speedball, redesigned as Penance.
Saw this coming a mile away.
When somebody thought it was a great idea to have the New Warriors be responsible for the deaths of 600 children.
Right.
And cause the superhero civil war, thus leading to Speedball, the lone survivor. I don't think he was the lone survivor.
No, a couple of them survived.
But the one that they busted, I guess, imprisoned, but he became a thunderbolt.
Yeah.
He became an emo cutter called Penance, whose altered powers only worked if he stabbed little spikes into his genitals.
Yeah.
Maybe not his genitals, but you know he had him in there.
He just squeezed his genitals real hard and his powers would work.
He wore an armored suit that had 600 points inside, stabbing him in the body.
So dumb.
One for every dead kid. I can't think of a worse mishandling of a character that's supposed to be lighthearted and fun.
Yeah.
They ruined him for many, many years, and it's just by the sheer force of fan and creator will that they were able to bring him back from the brink. Now.
No, wait, let me give my Marvel one now. Okay, my Marvel one, and I thought about Daredevil in the armor because I hated it. Thought about Cap in the armor, hated that too. Thought about the spider armor, which was terrible.
That was one issue, and he only wore it for one specific purpose.
It was so dumb, though. But I'm staying in the 90s, and I'm going with Dog-Faced Wolverine in a do-rag. This was right after Wolverine had his adamantium ripped out of his body by Magneto.
This was 2 years later.
Was it 2 years later?
It was 2 years later when...
It was all the holographic covers, right?
Issue 75.
Right.
X-Men 25 and Wolverine 75. Oh. In Wolverine 100, I believe it was Apocalypse or the son of Apocalypse, Genesis.
Yeah. Tried to put it back.
Stole the adamantium from Wolverine's villain, Cyber.
Yes.
And tried to force the adamantium back into Wolverine, and it turned him into a dog face.
Turned him into Dog Man.
With a do-rag.
And it didn't stick.
No, it didn't stick.
It didn't stick.
Yeah.
No, I mean like the adamantium didn't stick.
No, yeah, right.
But it hurt so bad.
Yeah.
That it made like his nose go away.
His healing factor like freaked out and, yeah. and mutated him.
It made his nose go away. It made him wear a do-rag.
It made him wear a do-rag, yeah.
And it made him stop speaking English for a while.
Right. It was really bad.
It was so stupid.
Like he had even fangier fangs.
Yeah, it was really dumb.
Yeah.
And I say this knowing full well that Hank McCoy is still the weird cat beast.
No, they changed him.
Not really.
They did.
He's different.
No, I think the only real difference is that he doesn't have like the pointy hair.
I want my old bouncing blue beast.
I know, but I think he's much better than he was.
Okay,
though.
DC, your worst DC, go.
You go ahead and give your worst DC.
No, yeah, I'm still kicking around. You go. All right. I'm still kicking around.
All right, so Matt gives me this bullshit rule that I can't pick the entire New 52. And I don't mean story-wise, I mean aesthetically.
Yeah.
Like their conscious decision that every character that they recreate has to be super cool.
Or just completely over-designed.
Right. The most recent and egregious, in my mind, example of this is in the upcoming Metal Men, when the Metal Men are returning in the next issue of Justice League, and they're all like, instead of being like kind of goofy-looking, sleek, Atomic Age era robots,
right.
They look like super tough, bulky bits and lines sticking out of them.
They look like f***ing Transformers.
They look like Transformers, yeah. In my opinion, it is a misstep with those characters.
Dumb.
So, but to narrow it down, for me, the worst offender of all of this, and I think everyone can see it coming, is Superman.
Okay, that's where I'm going to go too.
Yeah, and the reason is this. It doesn't have anything to do with the story. Superman's got a Kryptonian nanosuit, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the design of this costume. It's so unnecessarily clunky.
It's just dumb.
It's got lines, seams drawn on it for no reason.
Yeah.
Like you need to see how it pieces together. Why would it have seams at all if it's a nanosuit?
It's just stupid. It doesn't make sense.
If it just washes over him and becomes a costume, why do you see all those little connecting lines?
Better question. Why does Superman need to wear a nanosuit? He's fucking Superman.
Well, I don't know that this nanosuit necessarily does anything for him.
Yeah, no. It's supposed to protect him from harm and stuff. They detailed that. They went into that.
I think that was early on when he was still depowered in Grant Morrison's Action Comics.
Ugh.
But I don't think like he gets his powers from it or anything.
No. It doesn't give him powers. It's just protective, which is dumb.
He doesn't. Yeah.
It's like Colossus wearing shoulder pads, for example. Stupid.
And okay. So the essence of my reasoning here is not because I think it's ugly. I do.
It's ugly.
But that's not why. That's not why I'm picking it. It's not that there haven't been sillier things that have happened to Superman.
Certainly
there have.
He had a mullet for a while.
the electric blue Superman, which I confessed earlier to liking, in the moment when that was happening, I had no illusions that it would be permanent.
Of course.
I knew it was a gimmick. I knew it was just something they were doing for fun for a while.
Right.
And of course, they were going to return him to iconic status. And that is what it all boils down to me.
Yes.
Superman's look is iconic. Some people will argue that maybe I'm in the wrong for thinking these things shouldn't be changed.
Or updated or whatever. And I get that. I get that argument.
I get that with some characters.
Mm-hmm.
I get that certainly with some characters. But with Superman, with Spider-Man,
right.
I would not argue with Batman. Batman has made subtle changes to his costume a million times over the years.
And it's fine.
It's never been a problem. But he's got the same thing in the New 52 where he's got weird lines for no reason.
He does, but it doesn't bother me as much because I get it. Batman is a guy wearing a suit of armor.
Sure.
That makes sense, and it's going to change slightly here and there. I'm okay with the new look of Batman. It doesn't bother me.
Superman's look is so ingrained in the culture that it is a disservice to the character to force an unnecessary change upon it.
Yeah.
People make fun of the underwear on the outside, but who really is bothered by it?
No one. It's egregious is what it is. It's egregious because, first of all, there's nothing wrong with the way Superman looks. Second of all, everyone in the world,
recognizes
is
it.
Aware of Superman.
Right.
Like, I don't care where you go. He's one of the most instantly recognizable, iconic pop culture characters in the world.
Yeah, probably, in terms of pop culture, probably only second to maybe Mickey Mouse.
Maybe even first. I don't know.
Yeah, but...
But regardless of that, and I'm not saying you should never change. They've made subtle changes to the S. They made subtle changes to the shape of the shield on his chest.
Yeah,
like
they
that.
Make it big. Or they, you know, they take the... He used to have a yellow S on the back of his cape.
Right.
Maybe they take it away.
Sure.
These are small things that...
He got upset for a while. The S turned black, you know?
Yeah, right.
I mean, but these are small changes, and I'm fine with it. And and they made sense at the time. Even the blue... You know, electric Superman or energy Superman. It made sense at that moment.
Well, and
this doesn't make any sense.
Something about the energy Superman that I appreciated over what's happening in the New 52 is that when Superman became energy and he had to wear that stupid costume, mm-hmm. he had to prove himself again. He had to prove to his teammates and to the citizens of the world
right.
that he was still Superman. He was still there to help them and
right.
save
that
them and
he
that
was
they could
who
count
he was.
On him.
Yeah.
And with this redesign for Superman is not just a redesign aesthetically, but it's a redesign all the way down to his core where many of the things that I loved about Superman have been stripped away from the character.
Right.
And the suit is just a glaring reminder of what they've done.
My main problem with it is that it adds nothing.
Absolutely adds nothing.
It brings nothing to the character. It's not Superman.
What it feels like to me, it feels like a company that lacks confidence in its own icons.
Yes.
That they are forcing change where it's not necessary. And
yeah.
I don't know anyone outside of people that work for DC that have publicly said that they think it's cool.
Absolutely. And I'll go as far as to say, if you look at convention sketches drawn by people that are for sale on eBay that people come home with on their blank covers and stuff, no one is drawing Superman right. in the new costume.
There is a reason why Adventures of Superman, which is out of continuity,
right.
those are overwhelmingly featuring the classic iconic Superman.
Yes.
What they've done is say that the icon is dead and this is
pretty
a
much.
New character.
Right.
I think that applies more to Superman than any other character in the New 52.
Absolutely.
Even though I think it's still really stupid that the Flash has lines all over his outfit.
Sure. It's dumb. I don't like that either.
But but I think it's more damaging to the character of Superman than any other character in the New 52.
I totally agree. I'm glad we're on the same page here. Excellent.
Isn't
question.
It fun when we agree?
That was so much fun. We all got some rage out. We feel a little better. We all yelled and we all screamed. Is there anybody that you're surprised didn't get brought up? I'm surprised Beast didn't get brought up.
Yeah.
People hated the Cat Beast.
But people loved Grant Morrison's X-Men.
It was great, but they yeah. hated that Cat Beast.
Man. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. There are a lot of wacky redesigns
yeah.
that maybe aren't necessarily first and foremost in people's minds these days.
Nobody
like,
brought up Superboy either.
Well, I mean, Superboy, it's the same problem as all the other characters. It's
no, I mean 1990s Superboy in sunglasses.
What are you talking about? He was cool, man.
Yeah, he was the coolest.
When Hawkeye decided, no more purple cowl, I'm going to wear this light blue dress and wear a headband circa like Avengers 50 or so.
Yeah, that was it's horrible.
Like, what are you doing? What is wrong with you? You know, nobody really thought about that. When Iron Man said, you know what I need? A nose.
Yeah. We need a nose on this
no.
dude.
So there are a lot of really bad judgment calls. Scarlet Spider, I suppose, is one that I am surprised nobody
yeah,
mentioned.
Hooded sweatshirt, Spider-Man.
Wowzers.
Woo, that was dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks to everybody that called in and emailed us your MP3s. We love it when you guys do so. Of course, we will have another question of the week up this Friday.
Yes.
Joe Patrick's in charge of that. He's going to make sure it happens. And the answer of the week will be back next Wednesday as scheduled. But we're taking this weekend off because
Don't fret.
I'm going to be out of town. There's some stuff going down. But the following weekend, we are proud to present to you the Two-Headed Nerd Third Birthday Special 150th Episode Volume 2 All New Foil Embossed
Chromium Holographic
Extra Sized
Die Cut
Shocking
Blood Covered
Somebody Dies
Black Diamond Wedding Parchment.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be huge. It's our third birthday. It's our 150th episode.
Listen, it's a milestone.
We wouldn't be here without you guys. That's why we decided to put it off.
We were going to have a guest host. Wooly Toots was going to come in and fill in for Matt, but
it's true.
It's episode 150.
Yeah, it's
if
too
it
special.
Was episode 151, I'd say Matt Bomb.
Wow.
Do you know where he's going during our 150th birthday celebration?
Oh, do we
on a weed tour of Colorado.
It's important. It's legal there. I mean, come on, you know? I'm not breaking any laws. I just want to see what it's like. And it's a dude vacation with a very close friend of mine, Tyler Ciccanelli. I'm giving him a shout out. He's moving away. This is our little, like, bachelor party for him, if you will.
I got it.
He's a special kid.
Listen, it's okay. I get it.
I love you, Chief.
Friendship.
But we'll be back. The following weekend was the biggest Two-Headed Nerd episode ever.
Whoa.
It's going to be amazing.
Whoa.
It's going to be amazing. Tell your friends. Tell your sponsors. Tell them we need sponsors.
I'm calling it right now. He's going to complain about the length so much.
Oh, I absolutely will. But we will see you next week with a regularly scheduled answer of the week.
I'm saying it right now. Next episode, episode 150, since we're skipping a week, it's going to have an Ask a Nerd question and a Comic Pusher segment.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Double
You're going to get an Ask a Nerd question from the King of Ask a Nerd.
Holy crap.
And a new rap from Joe Patrick.
Double sized.
What?
I love it. Guys, we will see you very soon here.